This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 567. Why just one opinion gets band score 5.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn how important it is for your IELTS writing score to talk about all sides of an issue and avoid low scores on exam day.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
Fantastic. It's like summertime here. We've been spending so much time outside. James and I both had like sunburned necks after this weekend, which is like the sign that the sun finally came out for the first time, you know? Yeah, it's great.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I also took advantage of the weekend and I went to a cabin. I rented a cabin with four friends out in Vermont up near Killington, a ski area. And we rented this like rustic cabin and we could see the ski resort in the background. It was so cool. I love campfires. That's my favorite thing ever.
So was there like lots of hiking around there? Or like what'd you guys do?
Yeah, there was a little bit of hiking, but the people I was with weren't super into hiking. So I went for a walk, a morning walk, but we just, you know, we just sat around the campfire. We ate a good meal. We drank beer and that was pretty much it.
Those are things. Yes, that is what you do while camping.
Yeah.
Those two things. You sit around a campfire and you eat and drink. That's
got it.
And there's like no sort of like guilt or anything about those activities while you're camping because that's just what you do. Like there's literally nothing else to do.
Yeah.
You can't go online. You can't like call to check on this person or, you know, whatever gets in the way. All you can do is just sit and relax.
It's so true.
It's so nice.
It's so good for you. Guys, I hope if you are preparing for IELTS, if you're going through our study plan, I hope you're leaving at least one day a week free. We do ask you to take one day off, right? Because we put you through a very intensive plan, but you do need that day to clear the mind, okay?
Oh my God, it's necessary, you guys. We need to talk some people down because people are so motivated, such hard workers, and that is all fantastic. But if you don't give your brain time to rest, all of that hard work is not going to help. You're not going to get the full benefit of your hard work unless you take some time out every week.
It's so true. It's so true. Oh, man.
Oh, camping. Great time out. Okay. So guys, you know that we have a closed Facebook group only for students of Three Keys IELTS. And we're going to share with you one of the posts today because I feel like a lot of you guys have the same question about part two. And we're really going to clear this up. Like, what does your opinion, both sides, what does all this stuff have to do with your score? Who do you trust? What's the reality here? So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, it's going to be so good. And before we get into it, though, Jessica, don't we have a review contest going on this month that we were going to?
Yes, guys, there's only a couple days days left to get your name in the hat, so yes, to speak, for for a free Skype session with me. Leave us a review, you guys, on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a review. And then we are going to choose a name. It has to be in May. Here's the thing, guys. May is almost finished. Only a couple more days left.
Yes.
Leave us your review. You can ask us an IELTS question. Yes. Anything you want in this little review. And then we're going to choose one of you lucky reviewers to have a Skype session, a free Skype session with me.
Exactly. And I want to say thank you to the people who did go ahead and enter their name so far, right? So thank you to...
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you to San India from India on May 3rd. Thank you to Guillaume Garces from Australia. And thank you to RD1990 from the Philippines. You guys are awesome. In the running for this contest. Let's get more names awesome. In the running, guys. Just leave your review.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for leaving us a review already. And if you haven't, just take a couple minutes, guys. Pause the podcast, leave us a quick IELTS question, and boom, Bob's your uncle. I wonder if people still say that anymore.
I've never heard that expression. I feel like because we grew up in different parts of the country, I feel like maybe we have different expressions. That's
funny. I think sometimes also, I think like maybe I made something up. Early in my life. And then I just said it all the time and I think everybody says it. I think that's happened once or twice. I'm like, isn't this an idiom? And people are like, no, you're the only one that says that.
That's so weird.
All right. Yeah, I have a funny brain. Okay, so Lindsay, can you read this IELTS task 2 question, please?
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
All right, here we go. So the person says, hi, Jessica. Hi, everyone. Recently, I've seen a YouTube video for IELTS teachers who are describing how you can structure your opinion essay successfully. They argue that I should include the other opinion in the first paragraph, whatever the form of the question was, as a sort of respect to the different views. Otherwise, I'm likely to lose marks. Is that true? I used to answer the opinion essays by giving my personal opinion in both paragraphs. Okay,
yeah.
Both paragraphs with supportive ideas and related examples. So the student has a great question. Good question.
That's great. Yeah, totally. And oh my gosh, this is so true to life, guys. I just saw this. I was grading essays yesterday and it was optional. Like people could answer with an opinion essay, sure. But however, the question still stated two opinions. And some students were just like, okay, well, I don't agree with that one. I want to write about this opinion. And that's all they did. And then, yes, they did lose marks, you guys. If you don't address all parts of the question, okay, your task response score declines dramatically. Using some task one vocab there. But it does go down, you guys. Say, for instance, okay, say the question, it presents, like, some people believe blah, 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 while others feel da-da-da. And then it says, what is your opinion? Or whatever. Guys, that doesn't mean you can only write about one opinion. You have to address everything in the question. If you don't, that task score goes down to a 5. Like, whoa, that's huge. You could still score highly in vocab, grammar, cohesion, coherence, sure. But if one of those scoring categories is a 5, imagine how hard it's going to be to get that overall 7. Like, you would have to get 9s everywhere else. And that's probably not going to happen for most of us. So this is huge, guys. This is why we say writing an argument essay is always the best choice, because then you are sure to answer both sides, right? Now, what about this other situation? Maybe there's only one opinion stated, and then it's like, what is your opinion? Or do you agree or disagree? How far do you agree or disagree? Now, you can write an opinion essay for sure, and that would be fine, because as long as it's agreeing with that opinion that's stated, but The thing is, there are always two sides to every opinion. And choosing to write an argument essay, you're not going to lose points. Like, it's never going to harm you to write an argument essay is my point. But it can hurt your score drastically if you choose to write an opinion essay for the wrong question.
Ooh, so why not just take the route where you're guaranteed to not lose points? Why not take the smart
route,
right? Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
And this is what we talked about on our webinar, where we went really into depth on argument essays in writing task two, didn't we, Jessica, last week?
Oh, that was so great, guys. If you were not able to make it to the webinar last week, keep your ears out. Keep your ears out. Keep your ears on. Keep an eye out for our next webinar, guys. Lindsay and I are brainstorming right now how else we can bring you some super amazing information to help your IELTS score. So stay tuned for that. Yeah, the last one was so good. So many people came. It was awesome.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. Amazing. And guys, it's a really, really great way to get the information you need quickly. And it's going to take you one step further than where we can take you on the podcast here, right? Because, we can't write anything out here on the podcast. You can't see what we're really teaching you, but on that webinar you can do that, and you can see us on video too. So cool. It's live.
So
you know what I mean?
Fun. Yeah, you get to see our real faces instead of just hearing
just our voices.
And I'll tell you, we're good looking. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm not kidding. You get to see, we worked hard on this, you guys. We create this whole like presentation for you guys so you could see examples. You could see the bullet pointed notes of what we're talking about. So it's really like a complete class in and of itself. I mean, we covered why argument essays score highly, right? How what exactly that means for your score. We talked about brainstorming with examples. Yeah, it was really useful.
Yeah. And in the next one, there'll be a slightly different topic. It might be writing. It might be on something else. It'll be a different angle on a new topic, guys. But come back and, you know, keep your eyes open for it. We'll be announcing it very soon, and you want to get on that list quickly and come live. Because that's what happened, right? We want people, there are always special offers if you come live and you attend live, guys. But, you know, if you get the replay, you could miss that special offer. So,
yeah, totally, totally. And I think this would be a great thing to include in your review, guys, for the podcast. Why don't you make a suggestion about what you want a class on from Lindsay and I? What do you want the next webinar to be about? We would love to hear from listeners, because that's why we're here, is for you guys, right? What do you guys want to learn?
Yeah.
So that would be great. Now, okay, just back to this opinion essay question. Just a last quick note here, guys. If you do choose to write an opinion essay, now, again, opinion essays are normally, unless you have like a really strong, well-informed opinion, opinion essays are really hard to write well and structure well, because even if you go that route, you still have to include a concession, okay? Lindsay, what is a concession?
A concession is the idea of giving something up to the other side, right? You admit that something on the other side is correct. Yeah.
Exactly. Come back to the blog post, guys, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 567. And I will link to a previous episode we did all about concessions. So, because that's really important. And you know what, you guys? Concessions are also a really good way to extend in a formal, impressive way on your speaking part three answers. So definitely come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and I will link to that other episode because it's super useful.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, this is a great question from our student in our course here. I mean, we love these questions, guys. Send us your question, whether it's in your iTunes review or whether it's just by email. Let us know what you want us to cover on this podcast.
Yes, and we will do our best to get to it. Of course, this question came up a while ago, and the student already received her answer, because I get back to these students really fast. This 24/7 access, 24/7 access to a teacher, me, that the Three Keys students get, I think is an invaluable part of being in the program.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. So guys, go over and check out our program, Three Keys IELTS Success System, right? We have our scoring increase guarantee, so you know that it works. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Perfect. Awesome. So guys, in this case, yes, those YouTube teachers were right. Just to summarize, you need to just reference, respect both sides in order to get the highest scores for task response. So boom, there's your answer.
Yeah, there's your answer. Excellent. Excellent. I love it. All right. Very good. Good insight. Jessica, thanks for hanging out today and we'll see you back on the show very soon.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, oh, yeah. Bye. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.